Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of Two Drink Minimum, motherfuckers. I'm Poseidon, and as per last episode, I'm now doing...
You might be the worst podcaster ever. This is absurd. You can't even be a wrestling character. You're a worse actor than porno actors.
Yeah.
This pizza's for you. I have a pizza for you. Like, what? That's terrible. Ladies and gentlemen.
You gave up halfway through your...
I was a little bit nervous.
Look, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. Mike and I apologize for this. God damn. I was so excited. Yeah. I thought he had this in the bag.
Yeah, this was going to be great podcasting.
Okay, can we do another take?
Sure.
If you want, yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1, action.
Yeah, I won't show them what just happened, so pretend it never happened. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Two Drink Minimum. Yeah. I'm Poseidon, and I'm joined here by the two hosts of the show.
So what you're trying to say is that what we do ain't that easy, huh, kid?
Yes, basically.
Even with a helmet on. A helmet on to protect your virginity, and not, it doesn't help you.
Well, hold on. I never said it was easy. By, pantalus and...
You know, you should, you're still going. You lost it a long time ago.
Don't you, like, with in bed with Poseidon and the intellectuals, you start the shows. So you're used to starting shows on your own.
It's always awkward.
No,
never that awkward.
Never that awkward. This was very awkward.
Yeah.
Also, he looks like he went out to buy a pack of cigarettes and never returned to his family.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I usually start in bed with Poseidon, like, just very normal.
Very normal. I heard you on one episode yelling "shut the fuck up" to your guests while you were starting.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was because we're having fun.
Okay. Just because it's normal. She's about to cry. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Have you found a replacement for the French version?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not exactly, but I do want to start a French podcast here that includes him and Erica Suarez.
Okay.
I think that would work well.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. Yeah.
Have you spoken to Annabelle?
No.
You guys just cut ties completely.
I guess, yeah.
Look at this guy. Isn't it amazing? The disloyalty. He eats someone's asshole and then never talks to him again.
Hold on.
She was technically your girlfriend.
Yeah. And then he just threw her to the curl, just like that. God
damn. Yeah.
Look at that.
She gave. Is it because she got old?
The buttalingus meant nothing to you.
Yeah.
What do you mean she got old?
That's why you stopped calling her?
Nah, I don't know. I got busy.
Oh, you got busy. I thought you stopped calling her because she got busy with someone else.
Yeah. Well, she got busy too. I got busy. Then I got a girlfriend.
Okay, so it's the girlfriend's jealous of all the whoring.
Hey, is she jealous of all your whoring?
No.
Oh, she doesn't mind it.
So she wouldn't mind if you had a podcast with a prostitute every week?
Whose asshole you kept eating?
Yeah, no, she would mind that.
Okay.
Okay.
That she would mind.
Oh, that's where she draws the line.
But I mean, the past whoring, she doesn't care. She's like, whatever.
So we couldn't do, like, we were supposed to send you before the pandemic to a swingers club.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
How about if your girlfriend came with and you each swing?
Oh.
Yeah, that's fucking perfect.
We just solved that problem.
Mike, you're a goddamn genius.
That is not happening.
You're going to get cucked.
That is not happening.
How about if your girl...
I'm going to get Guido to show up randomly.
How about if your girl was with another girl?
I'm burning everything down.
What if your girl was with another girl? You don't mind that?
With three guys around them.
No, just your girl with another girl. Like you meet a couple and the women go together and then the dudes go together.
Oh, yeah, I definitely mind that.
Somebody goes up to Poseidon and he's like, hey, yo, you trying to sword fight? Poseidon's like, fuck yeah, bro. Like Dungeons and Dragons.
Let me put my helmet on. He's like, I'm jousting.
Pew, 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 pew.
But no, it's not that kind of relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind is it?
The regular
the
one.
Faithful kind. Yes. How about if she told you, she was like, I've never been with a woman. I'd really like to get a girl to eat my pussy in front of you. Would you mind?
Oh, boy, you're turning them on. You know how many thousands of thoughts are going through his head at once? thousands.
A million.
A million. He's like, Mike just led me to realize I need to start convincing her of stuff.
No.
He's
not.
Making a long phone call after this show.
No, we're not that kind of relationship.
Okay. Would you like to be in that type of relationship or no?
No.
No, because that was a long pause.
Yeah, that seemed like you gave it some
thought. No, because then it's got to be the other way around after that one. No, I'm not down for that shit.
What other way around? You got to start banging dudes?
No, like if it's like a swing, like I'm not a swinger. I'm not into that shit.
No, but there are some couples though that the girl is bisexual.
Yeah.
She's not
the guy.
Yeah.
She's not bisexual.
I know, you guys is different.
So it's a guy that's bisexual. And the girl is full on straight.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bisexual.
You're not?
No.
Huh. You sure?
Yeah. I tried a few times.
Yeah, that makes you bisexual.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I realized I wasn't bisexual.
Okay, okay.
I'm not gay. True. I couldn't fuck a guy because I kept on coming too fast.
Yeah.
As soon as he's take his pants down, I'd come right away.
Yeah.
Not gay. Got to fuck him. Not gay at all.
I'm not gay, but
after the eighth guy that I sodomized, I realized like, this might not be for me.
Yeah, it might not be for me. Why? Because none of them agreed to this.
God damn.
So shirtless Sidon? Yes. Have you had a good couple of days now? What do you mean? You positive? You're more positive in your mind?
Yes.
You've been working hard?
Yes.
Good.
Positive. Things are going good, you know?
I guess.
A little bit stressed.
Why are you stressed now?
Well, I'm not the stressed weather? Right now. Well, the weather, just everything that's happening.
Is global warming stressing you?
Weather stressing you out, the global warming?
No.
The ice caps? Could you wake up?
I'm actually for the global
warming. The ice caps or the kneecaps?
No, I'm actually for global warming.
You're for?
I'm for global warming.
Do you want Greta Thunberg to cry?
Fuck that bitch.
How dare you?
I'm for it because like we live in a fucking tundra.
Yeah.
You know, if it snows a bit less, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I guess that's true too. But how do you know it'll snow a bit less?
Well, the globe warms up, bro. It's warmer. Even if there's snowfall, the snow melts.
Can't argue with science.
I mean, people just saw a shirtless guy. Yeah, bro, global warming math, snow come melt, bro. Yeah. And they're like, fuck, bro, the genius of this child. Greta Thunberg, no, me. He talks like a caveman. Greta Thunberg, no, climate change. I know.
I wonder if scientists are watching us right now going, we can't argue with that guy.
Yeah, he's cracked the code. You know what? He put me on to science. He told me that scientists don't know where eels come from.
What?
Yo.
Okay.
Tell him what you told me. And if you're lying, Mike's going to know.
You mean like the eel babies or the origin?
Eel themselves, the origin, people have no idea where the fuck they came from.
The first eel.
No, eels in general. They don't know how they reproduce nothing.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't
nothing.
Even know where they come from.
Couldn't they just put two eels in a tank and watch them?
They never have sex?
Yeah.
This is what Poseidon told me. And if
I don't know how true this is.
If it's not true, may God smite him. what he told me was that they've been trying to monitor eels for years, thousands of years. They've dissected them. There's no reproductive organs, no sexual organs. They don't know what the fuck happens to the eels. All they know is that the old eels, once a year, They swim from salt water. No, they swim from fresh water to salt water, which is already weird when they're old, towards the Bermuda Triangle. And then young ones come back. That's what he said.
Basically. Now, I don't know how true this is.
I mean, it sounds scientific, so.
Hold on.
So do they think it's the same seals that are just, or not seals, eels.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing if it was seals.
We don't know where they come
old
from.
Old seals that turn into young eels.
Yeah. A seal is a mix between an eel and a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why it's called a seal. It's part St. Bernard and part
eel.
Well,
did you realize seals kind of look like pit bulls? They're water
pit bulls. They look like dogs. I said dogs.
Pit bulls, the dog or the man that likes to sing his name at the beginning of every song?
No, the dog.
Is he Cuban or Puerto Rican?
He's Cuban.
He's Cuban, eh?
Yeah.
So pit bulls are Cuban.
But back to the eel thing. Yeah. Google says despite knowledge of their round trip migration, scientists still haven't observed mating in the wild or found a single eel egg. Leading theories to suggest that eels reproduce in a flurry of external fertilization, in which clouds of sperm fertilize free-floating eggs.
That's the way you were fertilized.
So the male just jizzes in the ocean?
Everywhere?
And then the female just shoots her eggs?
So there's a guy doing, the water.
Basically, this is theories. Basically, the females, they just shoot their eggs out in the water.
They squirt
They squirt all their eggs out in the water.
Okay.
El Squirto.
And then dude eels come and they go, oh fuck, eggs, bro. And they go, and baby eels.
That doesn't sound like what you told me yesterday.
Yeah, look, TikTok may have.
Yeah. Because it sounds like they know.
Like, it's theories.
It doesn't sound as mysterious as you originally put it.
They haven't, nobody has witnessed this. And when they dissect them, they still can't find genitalia or reproductive organs.
Genitalia?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't find reproductive organs, which is
weird. That's weird.
And the fact that they can go from freshwater to saltwater is already insane.
And the fact that they disappeared, the old ones and
young. Doesn't salmon do that, though? Like, they go from the ocean to the... Like, they start in the river, go to the ocean, then come back.
Yeah, but what
salmon goes from the ocean to my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what I heard was saltwater to freshwater is a much easier transition.
Okay.
Then anything that lives in freshwater, it's practically impossible for it to live in saltwater.
But eels clearly are the devil. Eels are disgusting, scary
electric
creatures.
Electric eels are scary.
Is that a real
thing?
I thought that was cartoons.
Are they even electrified?
Yeah. Double A batteries.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you dump all your batteries in the ocean.
That's what happens too when you don't have genitalia. You got to find other ways to get that woman off.
That's how
they're just squirting the ocean.
It's because of all the batteries. There's a documentary about it. It's called The Electric Boogaloo. What did you find, Pasizi?
It says Electophorus electricus. Electricus. Jesus Christ. That's the name of the electric eels. The official name.
The official name is what?
Electrophorus electricus.
It'd be better Electrophorus Whitaker. Just an eel with a half eye. Yeah.
Is that an eel winking at me?
It's actually the most well-known species of electric eel. It is a South American electric
It's very well-known. Known from coast to coast, like butter and toast. Bro. It has a Facebook page and everything.
Until the discovery of two additional species in 2019, the genus was classified as monotypic.
Wait, but how do they electrocute stuff? Is it the power of the gods?
No, they have an image here.
I don't think the image is going to tell us.
They have electric organs.
Whoa, what does that mean? That's even crazier.
Hold on.
They have electric organs.
The electric eel has three pairs of abdominal organs that produce electricity. Oh, okay, hold on. So let me rephrase that because I read like...
They use that as a weapon, right?
I would.
In the water, too. That must hurt like hell.
More of a defense mechanism, I think.
No, but I'm saying, why don't we militarize eels?
If I was able to electrify animals that attack me, I would attack everyone.
Yeah.
I'd just be fucking with sharks all the time.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
But they
can we purchase electric eels and then dump them in an enemy's pool? That last part is optional, but can we purchase them? He's checking. Yeah. Sounds like a hacker in the 90s.
I want to become the Joe Tiger. What was the name of that guy? Joe...
Tiger King. Yeah, they're not illegal to purchase.
What the fuck? Yeah. They're not illegal. How electric are these bitches? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Try and stop me, cops. I have electric eels.
At maximum size, they will emit 800 volts.
Is that a lot?
Can 800 volts?
I'm surprised your dad hasn't invented a car that runs on electric eels.
Yeah, you just see them in the front swimming, living their life.
And he goes, a good thing when batteries die, new battery comes and no one knows how.
No one knows how, yeah. It just keeps recreating batteries, yeah. And sometimes nutritious. Yeah. You're stuck on the road, you can eat one of your batteries.
Can you eat eels? I guess you can eat everything.
You can eat everything.
But I wonder what they taste like.
It's disgusting. They're probably like slimy. They look slimy and slippery. Yeah.
But I guess if you cook them, because like an octopus doesn't look good, but they taste good.
They taste amazing.
Basically, 42 volts can kill us.
And they...
Okay, answer the question, though. But can 800 kill us?
Of course, yeah, because it all depends on like...
But 800 is not 42, though.
Because they go, of course, more voltage draws.
And you can't even divide 800 into 42.
So it probably can't kill us.
It's a decimal, so you won't... It'll only hurt.
Yeah, if it's not an equal division, it can't kill you. It's like the train tracks.
Yeah. If you had 3 train tracks, you're good.
Yeah.
10 milliamperes is enough to kill us.
That's not even a real thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much... I don't know.
It's made up.
Milliamperes don't exist.
Yeah. They haven't existed in a while.
Yeah.
Because they went to all the residential schools.
I don't know, bro. I'm not a scientist. But yeah, so I think electric eels can kill us. And basically they have 3 organs. Because they have these 3 organs, those 3 organs together, they produce electricity.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense, yeah.
If they only had 2, then I'd be like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah. So,
but they have 3, so, you know.
They had 4. Clearly, it's unbelievable.
What a weird animal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. True. That shit's an alien, guaranteed. Yeah.
You can't. You have no sexual organs, but you have 3 other organs that create electricity.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's legit wild.
Yeah.
How does nature do this? That's insane.
Aliens. Like, I'm happy I have sexual organs, but I think when I'll get older, like the 70-year-old me would prefer to have 3 organs that make electricity.
Like, if you told me, do you want your cock to get hard or do you want to be electro? I might pick electro.
Yeah. Fuck.
Why not both?
Well, that's not the choice.
Yeah. You'll kill people if your jizz is electric.
Yeah, you'll just be shooting electric bolts in women. I don't want to kill the ladies. I want to protect them with my thunderbolts. I'll be like Zeus, except committing crimes.
You'd basically be like Zeus.
I'd be more like Electro. I'd be like Jamie Foxx in Spider-Man 2. Yeah, I would do a comb over and I'd be upset all the time. And I'd be upset that people would forget my name. And then I would zap him and steal stuff.
Would you have like a name that had like a pun with eel?
Yeah, something like that.
Fuck, you'd have to call yourself Elon Musk, but E-E-L.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Zap. It'd be amazing if we found out that Elon Musk was actually an eel.
Yeah, it'd be Pantelis.
Yeah, Pantelis.
That makes a lot of sense. Elon.
Yeah.
Well, no,
Musk.
When they
reproduce.
He doesn't know what Musk means.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Look, I was reaching.
That was a big... You. But how do you reach with words that you honestly don't know what they mean?
Because when I hear
He's typing in Musk. Jesus Christ. I know you like the back of my hand now. And the back of my hand is just
it's
as dumb.
It's actually an animal.
You reek of Musk.
It says that it's... Because... Like, I try to... what I do is I'll hear a word, and I'll try to guess what it means by just the pronunciation of it.
Which is the best way to guess a language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I learned French.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I speak German, too. I just assume I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Geiven, Schlugen, Geiven. I know, dude. If you got the 3, they would have won. It's just...
God damn.
So what is Musk?
A strong-smelling reddish-brown substance which is secreted by the male musk deer for scent marking and is an important ingredient in perfumery.
Mm-hmm. A strong musk scent.
I remember when I was young and we'd hear the word musk. They used to sell that as a good thing for perfume, for men's perfumes. But now musk makes it makes you sound like you're a fucking rapist.
Yeah, when I hear, when I use it as a term, if you smell like aqua velva,
yeah,
very musky.
Yeah,
a musky odor.
You sound, yeah, it makes you smell like a man that doesn't wash a lot but still wants to fuck.
Do you remember the smell of aqua velva?
No.
Oh, dude, aqua velva smells like everyone's uncle in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a bit like Irish Spring.
Irish Spring has a familiar odor like that, but for some reason, aqua velva smells like older men.
Okay.
That think, oh, people are going to love this scent. Okay.
Well, because it's a $5 aftershave. That's why they probably bought it.
$5 now, but that's all that was available back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, aqua velva. Every time, sometimes at the store, I would just smell it sometimes just to be like, ugh, yeah, that musk.
Yeah.
And then when I would smell old guys with it on, like I remember working at Jean Coutu, and people come in, you could smell it from a mile away.
And oh, like, shit, it's actually considered a cocktail.
What do you mean?
So it's made, an aqua velva is a cocktail made with vodka, gin, lemon, lime.
No, they named a drink because of aqua velva.
You can't be this stupid.
It's why does it show an image of the aftershave?
A white Russian is a person and a drink.
Yeah.
Like Vladimir Putin. I can't drink Vladimir Putin.
You could try to suck him off, though.
I can't drink Vladimir Putin because I'm a vegan. That's the only reason.
But why would they put the...
Like, you know... Sex on the Beach is an act and a drink.
Like, you know, tornadoes? You're not actually trying to kill villages.
You aren't?
That's always his comeback. When he knows he's wrong, repeats what you said in a dumber fashion.
No, I read the memo. Okay.
He raises his voice. You know, huh? Like, that's what he uses in court. So you raped three women. What? Did I? And then he does that. Yeah, aqua velva is the aftershave. They sell at the pharmacy. It's old. It smells like old people.
I've never heard the drink aqua velva.
Me neither.
What's in it?
Basically, what I said, also a blue curacao. The curacao gives the drink the color of ice blue aqua velva.
I don't know
aftershave.
How we say that in English. Oh, it gives in it French, the color. It's curacao.
I don't think it's curacao.
Oh, so it's probably curacao.
Because
the C has a little tail.
Oh, that's
curacao.
Curacao bella. Curacao bella. Curacao. I like that curacao. That sounds nice. Yeah. But yeah, so they make it look like the aqua velva because it's blue.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what they put to make it seem like the.
You look like you reek of aqua velva right now.
Yeah, yeah. With the wife beater.
Yeah.
It's true, eh? Yeah.
But yeah. I don't. You look like you spent the morning arguing with your VCR.
Fuck. I had a weird dream last night that someone had given me a VHS. Mm. Like just a tape.
Watch it alone.
I forget what the dream was, but they were like, look, man, you got to see this. And I was like, okay, thanks. And they were like, are you gonna watch it? And I was like, no. And they were like, why not? And then I was like, because no one has a VHS player anymore. And then the person was arguing with me that everyone still had VHS players. And then I woke up. I have no idea what the dream was.
I love how angry you were. Even in your dream, you're like, no one has a VHS player. Everyone who has a VHS player? Yeah. Who has a VHS player that still works? I don't have a VHS player.
Unless you're old. Like, I think my dad still has one. And it probably works because he probably watched like four movies in his life.
Can I buy one? I want to buy one for my mom because I have all kinds of old VHS tapes.
Probably.
Yeah.
I can just steal my dad's and give it to you.
Just rob your father. Yeah. It's like aqua velva in here. Someone came in and yielded my shit. What are you looking up, Simon?
I'm looking up dream interpretations.
I had that. I kind of had a conversation that was kind of like my dream with Kristen, my friend.
Yeah.
Because she's in a movie and it doesn't look good. Like the trailer looks really bad. So I was like, how bad is the movie you're in? She was like, no, it's really good. And I was like, really? She was like, no, it's okay. And then I was like, and then she sort of pitched it to me. And then I was like, okay, yeah, I can't wait to see it. And then she was like, you're going to see it? No.
It's direct to VHS. That's how good it is.
But I was like, I'll watch it if it's on TV.
I'm not going to go out of my way.
And I'm like on that channel, but I don't watch TV anymore. So,
so you're never gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Does it look that bad though?
It doesn't look that bad, but it just looks like every 1980s film I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's about a girl who she doesn't have her shit together, and then she decides to become a teacher, and then the kids hate her.
Classic lady job. And at the
end, they love her.
Oh, you know? We've seen that before.
Yeah, yeah. Like that movie with Coolio used to do.
Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny version of Dangerous Minds.
I thought the funny version of Dangerous Minds was Dangerous Minds. Yeah.
Coolio fucking came out with an album a couple years ago that it was produced by a Pornhub.
What?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Definitely not, because it was Coolio, but...
And it was Pornhub?
Yeah. But he... Google a Coolio Pornhub. And they didn't even do... They should have done, like, at least have a couple of videos that were kind of like porn.
They should have done Dangerous Minds parodies while he sings.
Yeah. Been spending most of my life while some
banging this teacher. Yeah.
Apparently, this is
fake.
Fake. Earlier this week, TMZ reported that.
Oh, it's fake.
Apparently, yeah. That Coolio had signed a deal with Pornhub to release his new video and debut of any of the new rapper's new music.
But he has no new music.
And
sad.
While the internet let out a collective chuckle, the 50-year-old rapper tells Rolling Stone nearly all of the report is untrue.
Nearly all the report. Which part is true? I name Coolio.
I don't know why TMZ always has to do that bullshit, man, says Coolio. I let them into the video shoot willingly, and then the first thing they do is talk bullshit about me and try to make me look bad. They were trying to say it was my comeback. Man, I ain't trying to make no fucking comeback off some porn.
Maybe
he misunderstood. Maybe TMZ thought he asked for his comeback.
As he prepares for an upcoming tour of Australia, the rapper chatted about porn, sex, and music to set the record straight.
Where is Coolio playing in Australia? He's got to be playing in restaurants. Yeah. And I guess maybe if they have rap festivals.
And then he had said, if I want to see porn, I'll put a mirror next to my bed. That's a very...
Why are other people fucking on his bed?
You should get people to stop fucking on your bed, Julio.
Yo, if I want to get bullied, I'm going to go home and let these strangers that live there fuck on my bed do it for me.
If I want to see porn, I'll get a mirror. What the fuck?
But in Australia, what is he at? Roo Fest.
He had only met some executive from Pornhub. That's it.
He actually met someone from Pornhub.
Yeah, and he had asked him to do a song for Pornhub, and that was it.
So he asked... So basically what he's saying is the only reason Pornhub isn't producing his album is because they said no.
Yeah. He's like,
I ain't fucking working with them. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. They didn't want.
He's like, I can write a sexy song.
Yeah. I kept on telling him, hey, for one day, instead of your porn videos, just me on my bed.
Yeah. I got a mirror.
God damn, bro.
Imagine you go on Pornhub and everything you write, it's just Coolio next to his bed.
Oh, that would have been a funny ad campaign. You're watching videos on Pornhub and there's just Coolio on the side. He's like, eh?
They do kind of like a Rickroll thing, but it's a cornhole.
Yeah. they do a Coolio.
God damn.
And I like Coolio had some good lyrics. Like that song in Gangster's Paradise. Was a great song.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was an amazing fucking song.
Yeah, that is him, yeah.
What? No way this guy exists. What are you, mental?
You didn't remember Coolio?
No, not really. I just know him from that one song, but I thought he had only done one song.
You know
song.
How he got that name?
No.
He took a course at Concordia.
Yeah.
He learned how to be cool. First thing you do is you change your name.
Oh my God.
Coolio.
Oh God.
Poseidon, you fucking redneck. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer. She used to be hot.
She was crazy hot.
Yeah. I remember I was young and I thought she was hot in Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Remember Batman Returns, Poseidon? It's the one with all the penguins. They strap rockets to their back.
Oh, yeah. I saw that as a kid.
Very goofy.
Yeah.
You look back now, it was very goofy and it felt like a movie set.
And it had, what's his face there? Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Ooh. Yeah. Danny DeVito, who is probably America's sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Michelle Pfeiffer is the broad in Scarface.
How did you not know?
I don't know. Well, young and old, she looks drastically different.
No, she doesn't. Maybe now she looks different from Scarface, obviously, but everybody knows Michelle Pfeiffer because her
Michelle
womb.
Pfeiffer from Scarface to everything else she's done is almost the same.
Yeah.
She was less hot in Scarface.
Yeah, she because her womb was so polluted, Tony Montana couldn't even make a baby with her.
Okay.
That's what he said. Your womb is so polluted, I can't even make a baby with you.
I love that accent that, what was it, Al Pacino did?
Yeah, Al Capone.
No. You bastard. <yeah.
laughs> That was his name in those days.
It was Danny
DeVito.
He
became Al Pacino after that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn. So Al Capone never died?
No, they were two different people.
He just changed names.
No, he had the same name, kind of like Rick Ross and Freeway Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Like the same person.
Yeah,
so there was Al Capone, and then there was Al Capone, the actor.
So then he became Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And Al Pacino's not even his
Al Capone's family.
He's not even Italian.
Al Capone's family sued him. That's why he changed his name to Pacino.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Al Pacino.
His name is Albert Patterson.
What do I write? Al Pacino Origins? Or?
No, Al Pacino real name.
Yeah, Al Pacino Albert real name.
Albert Patterson.
Oh, it's Alfredo James Pacino.
Oh. Mm.
Which is...
Of the Patterson tribe.
Yeah. Nationality. It says American.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what'd you think he was?
Like an Italian.
Like an Italian?
Yeah.
What's like an Italian? A Spaniard?
I guess. I don't know. It says he grew up in East Harlem. I always thought it was Italian.
It's because you're a racist.
East Harlem, so he's a black guy.
Yeah. He used to fight when he was young with West Harlem. A lot of gang.
Oh, Al Pacino ancestry.
You're looking up Al Pacino's ancestry. I love your style.
Yeah.
You're a new type of creep.
What do you? I'm
what does it say? What is it? What is it telling you?
I don't Google this shit alone.
What? What does that even mean? I don't Google this shit alone.
Homie? You and your polluted wombs?
It doesn't say, actually.
I thought Al Pacino, I thought he was Spanish, though.
So. Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's Italian.
Yeah. I don't know, though, if I because I keep mixing him up, like not really, but his ancestry with Andy Garcia.
Oh, really?
Andy Garcia often plays Italians, but he's obviously
not. Oh, okay. I thought
not.
You said they were related. I was like,
No. But I think Pacino, I think, is...
He's Italian.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, it says he's the son of Italian-American parents, Rose Girardi and Salvatore Pacino.
I have a serious question for you.
See.
You never knew about that before, right?
Have you ever met
his parents?
I.
So how are you validating that that's real information? You just lied to everyone on the internet.
What are you talking about? It's Google.
Google lies all the time.
But why would they lie about this?
I don't know why they lie about the COVID numbers. Why they lie about 9/11? Why?
The moon landing?
Yeah. I don't know if they lied about the moon landing. They weren't there.
No, but the moon landing is real.
Real fake or real?
It's real.
No.
I think it's real.
He even sent me a video of why he thinks it's real. The moon landing. Well, I'm not telling you it's not real, but one of the things he said that 300 million people worked on it. That's not real. You know, 300 million people did not work.
They didn't say 300 million.
That's what the video you sent me said.
It did?
Yeah.
300. That means that everyone in America worked on the moon landing?
Yeah. He's like, 300 million people worked on it. So somebody would have ratted him out. And I was like, Poseidon doesn't believe this.
That makes sense. So, and the number's obviously fake.
It employed 400,000 people.
No, that's obviously
the support of over 20,000.
Bro, they're stretching. They're counting everybody. Like, I bought these tires, which were made by this company that employs this. They were not directly. Yeah. Bro, come on. First of all, that makes me think you're lying.
But that's
not you, them. If you say there's 400,000 people.
The Apollo program employed 400,000 people and required the support of over 20,000 industrial firms and universities.
Firms and universities. Yeah, yes. They don't
20,
know.
20,000 firms. That's... Jesus Christ, no wonder Elon Musk took over.
Yeah, they're horribly, horribly over budget. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
I guarantee Elon Musk, one company, quarter of the people.
You guarantee?
Quarter of the people? So you think Elon Musk can do that with only 100,000 people?
Yeah. You think Elon Musk...
That's how good he is at business?
That's how he measures his business, the way you measure cheese? Extra staff. Yeah. What does that mean? A cup of staff.
The fuck is that? You put double staff. I told you extra.
Yeah. You're doubling up on staff? Isn't that what you asked for? I said extra staff. Did I say double staff? We're going to go out of business.
Fuck that. I'm not paying anyone.
Yeah. What? No, you can't do that. I'm not paying anyone.
That's amazing. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, yes. Yeah, that's why he, because he said they were wasting money on nonsense.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so and private company.
I'm sure NASA is wasting money on nonsense, but definitely not 400,000 people.
Maybe, no, I hope not. That's insane.
Maybe back in the days.
Even 1,000 people. Is,
well, 400,000 people, bro. To do what?
Yeah, that's a lot of motherfuckers. Because
once you built the rocket and then you get like all of the people going, okay, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Yeah.
You don't have like 400,000 people.
Yeah, that's insane.
But what about?
I think it, like, let's say if you're building a stadium, like let's say the Montreal Canadiens, they don't employ 400,000 people. Yeah, there was thousands of people that worked on the stadium that did this, but they're not in the dealings of every day. They're not deciding the trades and what happens.
Google the population of Houston in 1969.
Yeah. That's a good, yeah.
In 69, did they...
How do you type that slow?
1.3 million people.
So that means that like a
third of the fucking...
A third of the city.
Almost half.
Yeah, not almost, but a little less than a third. Almost half.
If you would double it, it would be 800. That would be half. If you would double it, it would be half.
Maybe that's why you always...
almost.
Maybe that's why you think Domino's always gets your orders wrong.
You can't count.
You don't
count.
Know how to count stuff.
Yeah, the problem isn't them, it's you.
Ah, shit.
Generally, I ordered the 12-inch pizza. Now I ordered the 14-inch pizza, and it's not even twice as big.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make
fun
any
fact,
sense.
Though, did you know?
Oh, boy.
Did you know that you get way more pizza in a large pizza than you do in 2 medium pizzas?
I did know that.
I feel like everyone knows that. Yeah.
I think everyone knew that.
Yeah. Explain it to us.
I cannot explain this.
But
I'm
you were very confident about that.
No, but... Because smarter people have done the math.
Right, but what do you mean by that?
Okay, hold on.
Even dumb animals could have done the math.
Did you hear what he said? Yeah, smarter people have done the math. Dumber animals have done the math. Smarter people. You mean everyone?
Because it has to look, I never paid attention in school, but it has something to do with a circumference. And then they multiply that shit, and apparently the numbers.
You multiply a circumference with the number of pizzas.
Yeah, some type of shit like that.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is everybody's favorite science podcast. Bill Nye listens to this.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, one day.
Hold on. Mathematicians have revealed that getting one large pizza is a better idea than ordering 2 medium pizzas.
Mathematicians need to start contributing to society more.
Jesus, fuck.
Surprisingly.
Why are mathematicians talking about pizzas?
Yeah. What are you doing in the science lab all night at Harvard? Babe, you don't get it. We just figured out Pizza Hut's been ripping us off for years.
God damn. Surprisingly.
Weren't you working on cancer treatment? Yeah. It'll come later. Yeah. Why do you hate me?
But that explains why I'm more full with one large than 2 mediums.
Why are you eating 2 mediums?
Jeez. I love you.
That's way too much for one person.
So it's the fact that he's like, what did you order today? I ordered cheesy breads, a large pizza, and 2 mediums. Why? It's an experiment.
Well, hold on.
That's a lot of pizza for one man.
Surprisingly, one 18-inch pizza actually has more pizza than 2 12-inch pizzas.
What is more pizza in... Why are you doing quotes?
Why did you use quotes for pizza? Is pizza not a real thing?
Look, mathematicians...
Have I been using that word wrong?
I think so, yeah.
Hold on, I'm reading the article here.
I should go... Are you guys a pizzeria?
Sir, are you doing air quotes over the phone?
Of course. You guys sell pizza.
Fuck, I'm quote dying. Unquote. Hold do you on. Guys have quote unquote pizza? Why do you keep doing quotes on pizza?
I don't know, bro. The thing had quotes.
The thing had quotes too. What's going on?
I don't know,
these
bro.
Fucking dumb mathematicians.
Hold on, hold on.
Don't
hold
know
on.
That pizza is a real thing.
That's why we haven't cured cancer. Because of
hold
pizza.
On, hold on, let me read.
They're one. Wasting their time on all this pizza science.
I wonder if they do that for other things, like for cancer. They go, we haven't found a cure for cancer.
Or imagine they're like, no, what I'm giving your mother is definitely a cure.
And they're like, did you know that having a tumor this big is worse than having two little tumors? it's just meth.
Oh, shit. Hold on, let me read, bro. Mathematicians have a real...
Oh, I get what they mean. I get it now. They go, because why one, you get more pizza in one, because the other two is just people coming in it because they're upset that you ordered two fucking pizzas.
Oh, God.
It's more cum than pizza.
Ordering 2 million. Surprisingly, one 18-inch has more than 12 inches. I wish it worked like that with our...
Wait, surprisingly, one 18-inch has more than 12 inches? That's not a surprise.
Yeah.
And
wait, why would that be a surprise? Yeah.
No, it has more pizza than two 12-inchers. Sorry.
Two 12-inchers?
Yeah.
So you're telling me 24 inches of pizza is way less than 18 inches of pizza?
Wait, repeat that question.
So 24 inches of pizza is less than 18 inches.
No, but it's
inches.
Not 24 inches of pizza. That's the thing. It's two 12-inch pizzas.
Right. So it's 24
So does
inches
one 12-inch pizza.
Pizza
have 12-inch worth of pizza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, bro. Pause, bro. Pause.
You
pause.
May be the dumbest person.
Hold on, pause, bro. Hold on, bro.
You know what? You're the Elon Musk of retarded people. You're retard Musk.
Well, I'm trying to find the graph.
They made pie charts for this.
Yeah,
they we're paying scientists way too much.
They made a graph, bro. Hold on. I found it. Okay.
They made a pizza graph.
Okay, when you calculate...
This is why we haven't been to Mars yet.
When you okay, here's the thing. Okay, are you ready? So when you calculate the area of one 18-inch pizza, okay, which it's pi, open parentheses, 18/2, close parentheses, you know the 2 at the top, like 2 squared? Equals 204, it equals 200... hold on, bro.
God
hold
damn
on.
It,
hold
Jesus.
On, pause. It equals 254.
Why is it that when you talk about math, you sound like Howie Mandel trying to do stand-up?
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Hold on. So that
you sound like a lunatic.
But that, hold on, that calculation.
Hold on. So 3 pi with a thing like maybe I think that's a 2.
So
what is happening?
That equals 254 squared inches. Whereas, also, if you do the calculation of the two 12-inch pizzas, which is 2 pi.
Can I tell you why you're wrong?
It equals 226.
Can I tell you why you're
inches.
Wrong? How do you know whose pizza we're talking about?
Excuse me?
Some pizzas have less crust than others. So if you have a 12-inch pizza that's full 12 inches of pizza, and you got two of those, that's way bigger than one 18-inch pizza.
No, but let's just go.
If you get like a 18-inch piazzetta, you know, like our pizza delic.
Yeah,
super thin.
That's just one
and
giant
then you
pizza.
You get like a Chicago deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
I feel like those were the low budget scientists that were, because clearly a scientist, quote unquote, would not do this. Would not spend their time doing this.
Look, they did the math, bro.
Who's they?
I don't know. People on the internet.
Science. I can't refute that.
Yeah,
I don't know enough about science to refute that.
A large
one.
Pizza is 254 squared inches, and two medium ones are 226 squared inches. So it's less.
But
pizza.
Forget, hold on, but a 12-inch pizza,
yeah.
If there's 12 inches of pizza, let's say you can eat the entire thing, it's full pizza. There's no crust. Yeah. It's all full pizza.
Yeah.
So wouldn't a 12-inch pizza, if it comes up to 12 inches of pizza, and an 18-inch pizza is 18 inches of pizza, right? Okay, so if you have two 12-inch pizzas, that would be 24 inches of pizza.
Well, no.
Hold on. Is one 12-inch pizza 12 inches of pizza?
You're not combining them into one large pizza.
I never said we are. That's what I'm saying. So a 12-inch, an 18-inch pizza, is that how many inches of pizza is that? An 18-inch pizza.
I think you may have just cracked this case.
An 18-inch of pizza is 18 inches, and 12 inches is 12 inches, right?
Yeah.
So if you have 212 inches of pizza, that's 24 inches of pizza compared to the 18 inches of pizza. I didn't crack this case. You're an idiot.
So this was a myth this whole time.
This was a myth based on pizza stores that they didn't inch it properly when they did sizes. You get it?
Well, no, because you got to put in the what's the
no.
The,
I've been to places where they're large or they're small is way different than other places.
Not their algorithm.
It is the algorithm.
Oh no, it's not the algorithm. Yeah. It's the what do you call
it? It's the pizza decides.
It's the genome.
What pizza?
No,
you
it's
get.
What do you call an equation? The equation equals the two mediums is 226 squared inches, and the single large is 254 squared inches when you calculate it.
But 18,
calculating
how many
area.
Circle inches? Because
well, no,
a pizza is circle, it's not a square.
Because you're calculating the area.
Okay, I'm going to make it even simpler for you.
Yeah.
Let's just say that instead of calculating by inches, that we calculate by slices. Okay? And every slice on every size of pizza is the same size, okay? Let's say a medium, for the sake of this, is four slices. And a large is six slices, right? Because a large is not double. For the sake of this, because it won't be double, right? Or do you want me to double it? I'll double it if you want for this. I'll double it. So one is four slices and the other one is eight slices, okay?
Yeah.
Four slices and four slices are eight slices.
Yeah. But how come when they calculate the area, the two medium ones have less square inches?
Because they didn't...
Than the one large.
They didn't think of the slices.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
It's pi times two divided by slices.
No, because for the two medium ones, the two 12-inch ones, it's 2 pi, open parentheses, 12 / 2, close parentheses.
Okay, so I'll make it simpler for you, because now you're spewing off shit that you don't understand.
This is correct.
Yeah. So if you go, if I, like I said, we'll stick with inches. If I give you an 18-inch pizza, you have 18 inches of pizza.
Yes.
There's 18 inches. Think of if you roll it up into a sandwich.
Yes.
You have a 12-inch sandwich, right? Yeah. Or 2 8-inch sandwiches. Which one would be bigger?
Wait, repeat that?
You have either one 12-inch or 2 8-inch sandwiches.
2 8-inch sandwiches.
Right.
Yeah, but this is different because this is a tube. This is a different
area. You could turn it into... You're being an idiot. You're being stupid.
But a circle has a different area. Look, man. It's math. They did the math, bro.
Unless you morons are saying that the two pizzas are one on top of the other, the mediums, so they take up less of an area...
No.
Because that would be absurdly stupid, but you're getting more pizza from two pizzas.
Well, no, because one 12-inch pizza will take up half of the 226.
What is he saying? This is absurd.
That's why I'll always order my pizzas using square inches. I'll call him and go, give me 226 square inches. But
I'm saying if we use the same calculation, because you keep the way normally it works is you're using the same cal. That's how you buy stuff, right? You're all using you're using dollars. They're using dollars. You're not using British pounds.
Yeah.
18 inches of pizza.
Yeah.
Versus 12 inches of pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're eating a 12-inch pizza, you're eating 12 inches of pizza, right?
Yeah.
If you're eating 18 inches, you're eating 18 inches of pizza, right? Yeah. So if you're eating 12 inches twice. You're eating 24 inches of pizza.
But that's the key word here. You're eating 12 inches twice.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's 24 inches, and the other one is 18 inches.
But it can't be. How can it be 24 inches?
Because you ate it twice. How can? Isn't it 12 inches the first time?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be 12 inches again the second time?
Because when you punch it into the equation, it gives 226.
No, you're being religious fanatically. You're not using common sense. You're just trying to repeat something that you don't understand. You know I'm right.
Look, honestly, I don't care who's right.
I'm
just fucking around.
You know I'm right. Because what you're doing, there's 3 pounds of chicken. Okay. 3 pounds of chicken, right?
Yeah.
And then there's 5 pounds of chicken.
Yeah.
2 times 3 pounds of chicken.
But it's different with weight.
Oh, I'm going to fuck it. It's not because, just think of it, 18 inches of pizza. You're eating 18 inches worth of pizza.
Yeah, but you're not factoring the area because it's a disc.
What do you mean I'm not factoring the area? What are you talking about? I'm saying it's 18 inches worth of pizza.
Yeah.
And the other one is 12 inches worth of pizza.
Because it is a disc,
yeah?
the area on a large pizza is greater than two 12-inch pizzas.
If they're on top of each other, of course, but you're still getting more pizza.
No, because then that would mean it's half of the area in the equation.
But what do you care if the area is bigger in one large pizza? You're getting more pizza with two other ones.
Well, no, because the area is bigger with a large one, so you're obviously getting more.
Optically, it looks bigger.
But it also has more area.
I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to fucking kill him. These are internet myths for dummies. If you order one fucking 5-pound steak or two 4-fucking-pound steaks.
Yeah, but then now that's different because now it has to do with weight.
I'm using weight instead of inches. You use inches. Okay, for sandwiches. Use inches for sandwiches. Two 8 inches and one 12-inch.
That's not an area. That's
We're not talking about area. You said more pizza. More pizza, quote unquote, right? That's why they put it in quotes, because it's bullshit and you don't understand what you're saying.
I got
you. You're getting more inches.
I got you so heated with this.
Yeah. What do you think of this pizza nonsense?
The 18-inch thing is true, though.
Ah.
I'm going to kill everyone. I told you. What are you guys talking about?
You're going to lose your...
Yeah, you won't have 24 inches worth of pizza? Or do you... Yeah.
But it's not 24 inches.
What do you mean? So then is it 12 inches when you have one?
What?
Is it 12 inches worth of pizza when you have one?
12 inches?
No, separate. Listen to me. Is it 12 inches when you have one?
Yes.
So how the fuck if you eat it twice, it's not 24 inches?
Because it's...
You see how fucking stupid this is? Oh, no. It's only 1 liter on Sundays. If you pull 1 liter on Monday, it's 1.2. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying that. Look, bro, they said the area.
Yeah, but the area is not the amount of pizza. If I could stretch it out and the area could be 50 fucking inches, that doesn't mean you're getting more stomach. Pizza. You know what I'm saying? If I order 50 fucking nuggets instead of 25, obviously the 50 nuggets are being bigger. No, but if I order the fucking 25 three times, I'm getting more nuggets. You're not going to start telling me, but the area.
No, because then you're going by quantity.
But that's what you're trying to calculate.
Well, no, you're
because you said more pizza, but more pizza to enjoy, right?
How do you calculate the area of chicken nuggets?
Is that how you calculate? Is that how you order food? You order by area.
I may start now.
No, no, because you'll get less food. Because if it's by area, I could just spread it out on a big plate. It doesn't mean there's more pizza.
Ah, like thin crust, you mean?
If you want, I'm very upset. This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. These are lies of the science community. This is why people don't believe in the moon landing, because they catch them doing shit like this.
Oh shit. But hold on, I thought the moon landing was fake.
There you go. There you go. You proved it. Because of the area of the moon.
Because of the pizza thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the moon should have been two smaller moons.
People don't know it's easier to land on two smaller moons than on one big moon.
Way easier.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you get what we're saying? Or what I'm saying, rather?
No, I get it.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
I got mad. This is amazing.
And I guarantee you people out there believe the same stuff.
you're so angry.
Because I guarantee you there's people out there that believe that shit. Bro, 40 nuggets is bigger than 50 nuggets twice, 25 nuggets twice. Everybody knows this. Like, I'm guaranteeing there's people out there that believe that.
No, but that's different because, it goes into...
But what do you care about? You care about the area or you care about the amount of pizza?
Well, here's the thing. When it's a disc,
then
the area, it differs. But nuggets is quantities, right? Yeah. So you can't really define the area of a quantity. Whereas opposed to everything is stuck together on a pizza, it's one big disc.
Yeah.
You can measure the area.
Bro, I'll disc your face off. Yeah. I'm gonna start paying you like that in an area.
Oh no. you bastard.
Yeah. Anyways, who knows? It might be fucking true. Who knows? I don't fucking know.
I don't know either, to be honest. I'm just searching shit up.
Yeah, I would rather order one large though, because it's simpler.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Depending on how many people you have over. Also, the only time I order multiple pizzas is if I need different styles of pizza. If you're a vegetarian, I'll get a veggie pizza. Yeah. I'll get you that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think, though, and plus, that's why every pizza place does those deals, 2 10-inches or 2 12-inches, just to get people to buy those instead of the bigger pizza.
Even though the bigger pizza is a better deal.
That actually makes sense now.
Yeah.
That would confirm this myth.
Yeah. So that means that the pizza lobby
is very good.
It's very good. Strong. They've been lying to us for years. Class action lawsuit? Is that what we're saying? Class action? Yeah.
Class action? I don't think you could.
You can't tell me what I can and can't do. It's a free country. As long as you have a vaccine passport, you could do anything.
That's true, eh?
That's not even true. I don't even know if that's just going to be useful now, the passports.
I have no clue.
Because I don't know if they're going to go back to full capacity.
I don't know. They're probably not. In America, they are, though.
It depends where.
Yeah.
It depends where they're closing some stuff off. But none of it makes sense. The passport doesn't make any sense here. Because you need a passport to go into a store, into a restaurant, say, but the employees, because you need to be vaccinated, but the employees don't have to be.
The stores, you don't need the passport.
No, just restaurants and theaters and bars. Yeah. But even in the bar, right? Let's say you go to a restaurant to eat.
Yeah.
Everyone that works there doesn't need to be vaccinated, but it doesn't make any sense.
No.
What's the point of the passport?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I'm not a scientist.
Just take up a job everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah, like I would have been for it if everything went, like if they opened everything 100%. I'd rather play in a full room. Even if people have to, you know, have a passport,
then yeah, I wouldn't be for it either way because I don't trust them. And just like we showed now, they made us do the passport and they didn't open up.
Yeah,
I don't trust them. I don't trust them to do the right thing.
Yeah, and there's already talks of another lockdown, even with everyone.
Who talked about it?
I don't know who told me this.
Was it the same guy I told you about the fucking pizza?
You know what? Never mind. I just realized who told me.
Oh, no.
Who told you?
Well, it was somebody from, you know, where we were today.
Oh, no. It's one of the pizza conspiracy guys.
So is it someone credible or no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah, it's not credible. But then again, the pizza thing, he might be right on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Do you think someone figured that out because he had bought a large and 2 mediums?
And I'm sure he cut them. He cut the
to fit them in, one,
and then he saw, oh fuck, they don't fit.
And then he called back. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck kind of game you guineas are trying to play.
Or like maybe 2 mediums cost him more than 1 large, or some shit like that.
They do cost more than 1 large.
Yeah, they do, right?
Normally, yeah.
Oh, so they're out here fucking people over on the circumference of pizzas.
But everything's like that.
By how many? By 28 squared inches.
By 28 inches? I don't think
squared
so.
Squared inches. Squared inches. So
like 28 inches squared.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
I don't think you notice that.
I mean, maybe your stomach
does. No, your stomach doesn't notice anything. If you're downing two mediums, your stomach doesn't notice anything.
That's true.
So wait, hold on. How often do you order 2 mediums?
Oh, like once a month.
Like that's a lie.
And
it's clearly more often than that.
You twice a month.
Both of the mediums?
No, usually I'll have like one.
When do you, but now you can start ordering a large.
Or sometimes 2 smalls I'll get.
Oh, you're getting ripped off, bro. You need 1 medium.
Why are you ordering 2 smalls?
Because I can eat them very easily.
So wouldn't you be able to eat 1 medium?
Because they got the coupons sometimes, right? So it comes out cheaper than the 1 medium.
It's a part of the lobby. They fucked you. All you need is 1 medium. Way bigger than 2 smalls.
So they give you a coupon for 2 smalls?
Also, sometimes like I like to mix and match ingredients. Mix and match, yeah. I like to get one with a certain type of ingredients and another one like a certain type of ingredients.
What kind of ingredients?
Like one will be all dressed and one will be just pepperoni.
What's all dressed? Explain for the people that are not in Montreal.
Green peppers, mushrooms, and... I was about to say onions, pepperoni.
Nipples. Okay. Hey. And that's your favorite?
No, I think pepperoni is my favorite.
Have you just pepperoni and cheese?
Pepperoni and cheese.
Have you ever tried Mexican pizza?
I have, yes. Very good too.
You like that? What about anchovies?
I do not like that.
Have you tried it?
I have not, but you know, I just think
they don't belong on a pizza.
You haven't tried it, but it's disgusting.
What about pineapples?
Absolutely not. I have tried it. I do not like it.
But you said you liked Hawaiian pizza.
You did, and that's what it is. Yeah.
When did I say this?
You've said it on many occasions.
6 seconds ago.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Hawaiian pizza is just pizza with pineapples.
I thought Hawaiian pizza had like.
It's ham and pineapple.
It's ham and pineapple.
Oh, then you just remove the pineapple.
But why did you order Hawaiian?
The ham and get pepperoni? Well,
they don't have just a ham.
So you order Hawaiian to take off the pineapple, but the pizza still tastes like pineapple.
It's an excellent point.
Yeah. So do you like Hawaiian or not?
Pineapple juice on your pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because it makes your semen taste better.
Why are you drinking your semen?
Why are you tasting your own semen?
It's good for the skin, they say.
So you'll
eat. Yeah, not for you to drink it.
You'll eat. Oh, yeah,
they normally put it on their face.
You'll eat one all-dressed pizza for the taste, and then you'll eat one pineapple pizza for the taste of your jizz after?
Yes, basically.
That's like your dessert?
Basically.
All right.
You know that you could not drink your own cum and you'd be living a fine life, the same life. You don't need to do that, right?
But how do you think I get this clear skin?
So you put it on your face too?
No, you drink it and it absorbs the nutrients.
Yeah, that's not the... that's probably why you have pepperoni nips.
Oh.
So much semen is going in there. They're expecting a baby.
I was not expecting that.
Have you ever tasted your own jizz? No.
Him repeatedly. Okay.
So how do you know that pineapple thing is true?
Oh, I don't know if it's true.
Do you do that though? Like before you'll be with a girl the first time you'll eat pineapple?
No. But
Get out of my kitchen.
One of my favorite juices is the pineapple mixed with orange juice.
Very, very tropical.
Very tropical. And that's what I like about it. Or also, like, my favorite fruit on the planet is mango. I also found...
Oh, he's the most disgusting mango eater, though. Oof.
Hold on. But that's... Hold on.
Oh, his fingers are in his... They're touching his esophagus. It's disgusting.
Hold on. Not anymore. I found a revolutionary way to cut mango.
Knife and fork?
No. So what you do is you take it. You know how it's like elongated, right?
Like your penis?
Yeah. And you take it like how it's like this, and you cut it down the middle all around, all right? And then you twist.
Okay.
And it comes clean off. And then you suck on the seed a bit for the juices.
Oh, you've been sucking on some seed.
Yeah. Then you toss the seed.
Yeah.
You toss the seed?
And then the salad.
You know, you toss it. And then what you do is you open the, because you got the skin still, right?
Yeah,
what
you do, the foreskin.
Now you got like 2 cups of mango, right?
Wow.
And it's stuck to the skin of the mango.
Yeah.
The peel, sorry.
You know that one mango is bigger than 2 half mangoes?
Well, again, it all depends on the area.
Yeah.
The total squared inch area. So you turn it inside out, and you just...
Oh, is that what you do?
All around.
You said all that, and you still managed to put your fingers in your mouth.
Mm. No, because now they're under the skin. They're like this. You get it? So now...
They're still in your mouth.
No, now you got the... Yeah, but you got the peel. Now you got the peel that blocks.
But they're still in your mouth with the peel.
But not...
So you
they're
eat.
Still in your mouth. Now you just added a peel.
You learned this trick by watching monkeys on the internet.
No, TikTok.
Okay.
He learns everything on TikTok.
But that seems like the way that an animal would eat it.
Or what you can do even simpler is once you get to that stage where you've twisted it off, like a normal human being, you just cut it up into small pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah, you can do that.
But
not a normal human being.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that how you eat your other fruits too?
No.
Like you'll cut a banana in two and then eat it through the skin?
No, I'll do it like that. And then I'll...
Wait, how do you open your banana?
From the top.
What part of the top?
It's the part with the stem.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that's the wrong way to do it?
I know it's from the bottom, but now I got used to the top.
Drake started from the bottom. Now he's here. Yeah. That's how you're supposed to do it. Like the fucking
like monkeys do.
Can you do it like that?
Yeah, that's how I eat it.
That's how you eat it now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. As soon as I found that out, the first couple of times I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it the old way. And then every time you get a banana it that isn't
up.
Ripe,
yeah,
it fucks up. And then I go, ah, fuck, I'm so stupid. I know how to open it, but I don't.
I refuse. Yeah. We're assholes as humans.
Yeah.
And now all this pizza talk got me hungry for pizza, but I'm not going to eat pizza in the middle, the middle of the night. I won't do it, but it's just because that's all I kept thinking about when you were thinking. I was like, pizzas are delicious.
They are.
Is it hard for you to find pizza you could eat or no?
No. No, it's weird. When you go vegan, the last thing you want to eat is pizza because you figure the only thing that's good is cheese on it. And then I realized that if the crust is good, you don't even
need it because there's spices on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a regular, like the crust is good and they put tomato paste, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it's good spices, vegetables.
Yeah, I don't even put vegetables. I'll put like mushrooms.
Oh, that's already delicious. Yeah, I love mushrooms.
I'll have basically like an all-dressed pizza without the cheese and pepperoni.
I could eat that. That sounds good. Yeah.
But they have vegan cheese now too, right?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, what is vegan cheese?
Never mind.
Yeah. What's it made out of?
I just wasn't
sure. It's made out of nuts. Yeah, it's disgusting.
So you're just eating like almond?
It's pronounced almond, you piece of garbage.
Sorry.
Almond. almond cheese.
Yeah.
So like,
I'll have an almond cheese. They give them almond cheese. What the fuck is this?
So, but hold on, you're telling me that like when they make cheese out of that milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how those soy milks and shit are. The silk milk, what is it called?
I guess soy it makes milk. Sense because you go, if you're able to make milk out of nuts, you should be able to make cheese. But they haven't figured it out yet. There's one company in Europe that makes good fake cheese, but I've never had it in North America.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, in Scotland, there was a really good company.
But what's it made out of?
I have no idea. It tasted kind of like real cheese.
You think it was real cheese?
No, I don't think so. Because it wasn't quite right.
Okay, it felt off?
Yeah, I think it was called Notzarella.
Notzarella, that's a good name.
Notzarella.
How funny it'd be like, this is not mozzarella, and then under it goes...
It's
another type of cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
It's provolone.
It's Swiss.
Yeah. You found it?
Butte Island cheese mozzarella style vegan cheese slices.
What are they made out of?
Dairy-free alternative to cheese. The vegan kosher mozzarella style melty slices are a non-dairy alternative made with coconut oil and soya.
Oh. Really? I fucking hate coconut oil and I don't like soya. But I like that.
Well, you done been tricked, much like the pizza lobby tricked us.
Maybe mixed together.
It's delicious.
Yeah. So, and you can't taste the coconut?
No. No, it tasted kind of like cheese.
Really?
So you don't like coconut oil, but do you like coconuts?
I don't like coconut, and I don't like coconut oil. As soon as it tastes like coconuts, I don't like it.
How come?
I have no idea.
It's always been like that?
Yeah, ever since I was a little kid.
Interesting. It is strong, coconut. There's something to
it. Even like all those chocolates when I was young, I remember, you know, like the Bounty bars?
Yeah.
I fucking hated those.
Interesting.
Yeah, and my wife really likes coconut, so she'll never tell me. When there's coconut, she'll be like, taste this, it's delicious. And after two bites, I want to throw up.
Oh, okay, sure. I don't have that with coconut. Yeah. I like coconut.
Yeah. It's anything avocado related.
I think dill I don't like. I think it's dill.
Me, it's avocado. As soon as I put avocado in my mouth, I want to puke.
Right,
yeah.
You should peel them.
No, but like even after like you peel them and shit, like just the texture, just the texture alone makes me want to puke. And even the taste, I can never really like it. I go to puke right away.
You know what? Because the texture and when I look at it, I always thought I would hate it, but I actually ended up really liking.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Why did you say really? You didn't even hear
really.
Because I thought you.
You
meant
know what I really like? No, really? That's interesting.
Because I thought you meant avocado. Hold on.
I didn't think you were gonna go there.
No, because I thought we were still on avocados.
When I was young. This guy came up to me.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I get it.
Because I thought we were still avocados, bro.
Yeah, fuck. Now, what is it? Radish? What the fuck's it called now? The red thing. that they put in radish, the red thing that they put in like the shawarmas and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't look like I'd like it.
Oh no, no, that's not radish. That's
hold on, pink veggie.
Yeah, what's it called?
I really like those.
Me too. I really like those, but everything about them would scream no to me.
Yeah,
I really like that stuff. Yeah.
Oh fuck! It is radish.
Oh,
is it? It's a.
Hold on.
No, I don't think
that's
radish.
Not a radish.
Pink vegetable in shawarma.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! Google popped it up. A lot of people search this. Turnips.
Turnips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn up some heat. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. And especially with the garlic sauce?
Yeah, they're good for your blood.
What? Really? Who told you that?
Yeah.
Because they're red.
Why are you drinking your blood?
Because they're red, they're good for your... So yeah, anything red is good for blood?
Yeah, basically.
But blood's red.
And also, if you see a vegetable that looks kind of...
So hold on a second. What if I start drinking blood? Would that be good for my blood?
I'm talking about like vegetables and shit.
So if I drink like cherry crush...
That's tomato sauce. Is tomato sauce good for my blood?
V8.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomatoes are good for your
blood.
Blood also.
Are you making this up as you go along?
No, I'm like
strawberries.
There's even certain nuts.
Strawberries?
Like nuts. Why is this the food episode?
No, because you said everything red is good for
nuts. Like, let's say.
I remember though when my grandfather was dying of a heart attack, I stuffed a bunch of raspberries in his mouth and he.
He came back?
No, he died.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he choked to death.
What it was. Too much red.
Yeah, too much red.
It wasn't the blood that got him.
Yeah, but they told me his blood was fucking tip top.
Really?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where is it? Like walnuts are good for your brain.
Okay, walnuts I heard are good for your brain, and I'll tell you why that's crazy. Because they look like brains.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
But like usually
I think that's a myth.
Yeah,
check if they're really good for brains.
Let's see. I'm checking. I'm on the page. Live.
Type in, are walnuts really good for brains or myth?
It'd be crazy if we found out walnuts like cured mental retardation.
But only based on the circumference of the size of the walnut that you get.
Well, almonds improve cholesterol levels. Pistachios.
Make you gay.
Oh, that's everyone knows that.
Oh, of course.
I haven't had pistachio ice cream in a while.
They improve cholesterol levels too.
So basically, all nuts,
heart disease,
are good for cholesterol,
including blood pressure and weight.
So walnuts have nothing to do with brains.
Hold on, I'm at Walmart. Walmart.
I'm at Walmart. What do you want?
I'm at walnuts right now. Hold on.
Can you get me a bag of chips?
This is all heart disease.
Get ketchup chips because they're good for your heart.
Because if you lie to me about the brain stuff, I'll kill you.
Hold on. Interestingly, a study in college students found that eating walnuts increased a measure of cognition called inferential reasoning, suggesting that walnuts may have beneficial effects on the brain.
That's not even a confirmed thing. That's quotes again. Walnuts may sperm. It's too much of that nut stuff.
Cashews. They all just reduce blood pressure.
Yeah.
Why do you say like it's a bad thing? They all just reduce blood, but who wants that, bro? I want maximum pressure.
Because I have once again been duped by the internet.
I don't get why this is
duping.
Them duping
you. No, because I had seen like an image a while ago and it said like this nut is good for this. This is for the eyes. This is good for the brain. This is good for this. I was like,
it's good for the eyes. It's just a cock. Those nuts are great.
I was like, oh, this is interesting, you know? No, that kind of nut is terrible for the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't allow that into your eyes.
You should not eject into your eyes.
No.
Did you learn the hard way?
Yes.
Okay.
So
who came in your eye?
I did.
Okay.
No, I never came into my eye. I'm just fucking around. But yeah.
So it didn't reach your eye, so you had to come in your hand and then wipe your eye? Or
have you accidentally...
No, I was just joking, bro.
Have you accidentally came somewhere where you didn't want to come?
Yeah, on the floor.
Where did you want to come?
On the floor and on my keyboard.
Okay.
Okay.
But when you came on the floor, did anybody at the store get mad or anything like that?
I mean, no, they didn't really see me.
Okay.
I found a blind spot.
Okay. And this was where, at the SPCA?
No, this was at Walmart.
So wait, you came on the keyboard?
Yeah.
Like literally physically on the keyboard?
If
you just ruined
came
that keyboard.
On the
I would
keyboard,
have to buy a new keyboard.
Throw that shit out.
Well, I got lucky. I came on the right under the space bar. So I just wiped it with a Lysol.
I came on the space bar and everybody knows I don't need more space. I don't even believe in space.
How did you come on your keyboard?
I guess I hadn't ejaculated in like a few days and just fucking.
So you forgot how to aim?
No, it just, you know, it just fucking went everywhere. I don't know.
So shit. Where else did it go?
On the floor, on the desk.
Oh, so you just exploded everywhere.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's yeah. That's a good load.
Yeah. Yeah. You pulled a Randy Marsh. Yeah. Ectoplasm.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it because it was like a few days that I, and then that happened. So I learned my lesson ever since then. I just
jerk off 6 times a day.
No. If I hadn't ejaculated,
fool me once.
if I haven't ejaculated in a long time, I'll usually go to the shower and ejaculate in the shower and aim downwards. That's way easier to clean.
Ugh, I hate you.
Well, you guys asked me this.
You ruined even my appetite for pizza. Is ruined. Yeah.
I can never take a shower again now. Yeah.
What? Why?
Now I might start associating your cum with pizza. I can't even eat pizza.
So if you don't come for a couple of days, you have to jerk off and then point your dick
down to the sink.
Drain.
Yeah, down the drain.
Yeah.
Fuck. And your dick can bend that way down?
Well, no, I just like, I like hunch over and like I aim downwards. Like
that's a fucked up scene.
Yeah. Kind of like. So you're bent over in the shower. Ejaculating.
Yeah.
What a life. What a life he leads.
I lead a very alternative lifestyle.
Oh, it's alternative. There's an alternative there.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk about any of this on any of your shows?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Do people comment about their experiences?
No.
How do you clean? You say it's easier to clean up. Do you actually clean up, or you just rinse?
Oh yeah, of course. You just turn on. You just turn on the thing.
What's the thing?
The hose, and you go shh. You throw some soap down there, shh, and you're good to go.
You throw soap?
Yeah, of course.
So you throw a bar of soap into your jizz?
Well, kind of like I'll rub the bar of soap in my own hand and wet it at the same time, so the soap droops down and.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a gorilla. Yeah. Like a monkey doing monkey stuff.
Well, because I don't want to get down and clean my own, rub my own jizz to clean it. Fuck that shit.
You rather everyone else that uses your shower step in it.
Yeah.
Well, no, because then I clean it right away.
You're not. You're just throwing soap.
You're rinsing.
Yeah. You're not cleaning it. You're just rinsing. This is like Pulp Fiction with the rag. You're supposed to use the rag to dry your hands, not to wash your hands. Remember in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. I don't remember this, but
it's a very important scene. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Which one was this?
I washed my hands too. It didn't look like no goddamn maxi pad when I did it. Samuel L. Jackson, John Travolta. One of the greatest scenes of all time.
Was this when they killed someone?
They had accidentally killed Marvin.
Oh, yeah,
this
the guy
when they killed someone.
The guy in the back seat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're missing the whole point of what I'm saying, but it's okay.
Yes, okay.
So there's that, okay. But you've also told us that that's why he didn't mention that he's come on drapes and walls, and he had told us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You well, came on Germany. Drapes?
No, drapes, no, but this was on a wall in Germany.
The Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. That was when I was pissed off at Lufthansa.
Yeah.
Was it the Berlin Wall you came on? Or?
No.
Or was it like a wall for a concentration camp?
No, but
so that's why that's why that whole speech had happened with Reagan. They're like, Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. There's cum everywhere.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, he came on walls. I remember.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I was pissed off at Lufthansa. They fucked up my.
So you came on the wall?
So they booked a hotel for me, and the hotel they booked for me, I came on the wall of the hotel.
Just out of spite?
Just the room, yeah, out of spite.
Even though Lufthansa doesn't own the hotel.
Yeah, basically.
God damn it. Yeah. Jesus, fuck. Yeah. So you're stealing pizza
But I also did become drunk. I did get drunk. I got
before
drunk.
Or after before, you came all over
before,
the place?
Before.
After to forget about
before,
it.
Before, yeah. And actually what happened was I put the bill on the room because I ate a huge meal also, like at the hotel bar. And I ate a huge meal and I put the bill on the room. And then
but he never put a credit card down.
But I never put a credit card down because Lufthansa booked it for me. So then as I'm leaving, she's like, oh, and you got to pay for the food. Is that? No, Lufthansa's got this. She's like, no, I'll just charge your credit card. I'm like, I didn't put a credit card. And she's like, oh, fuck. And I just left.
So he came there, stole their food. Yeah. That's what he does. He comes and steals food.
Did you leave a tip for the cleaning lady? So you came on a wall.
And you didn't even tip
you
her.
You didn't even tip the poor lady. I'm sure, though, as she was scrubbing jizz off of fucking a wall, she was like, serves Lufthansa right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doesn't make
That'll
any sense.
Show him.
I'm a piece of shit.
If you ever write a book about your life, call it Coming and Stealing.
Yeah, fucking. Every time you right or wrong, there's always someone that earns minimum wage that gets fucked.
Yeah, you ever noticed that? Yeah, he takes it out always on the little worker.
Person. Yeah.
I feel bad now.
The hotel had nothing to do with Lufthansa.
Yeah.
The girl at the front desk had nothing to do with Lufthansa. Well, the poor lady cleaning.
And I ate and drank everything in the mini fridge.
Yeah.
Like all the alcohol, everything that was in there?
Everything.
That's badass, though.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Just to be like, fuck you.
Because you guys don't have me on file. So yeah. Lufthansa had to, it would be funny to be like, what? What do you mean we have to pay cleaning fees? What are you talking about? What cleaning fees?
There's cum everywhere. And probably Lufthansa was like, oh yeah, so just add it to his bill. We don't have his credit card. No, but we do.
And
here's his number. Yeah, didn't Lufthansa
charge
probably you? Charged you?
No.
No?
No. No.
That would have been epic. But I don't think they could do that.
I remember why I was also so pissed off at Lufthansa is because I missed my flight because of them. And they didn't want to fucking help me after, and I had to yell at them so they can help me. As I was exiting the German airport, where was this?
Munich? The German airport, yeah.
Munich, I think. I think it was Munich. As I was leaving, these fucking wannabe cops, border agents, stopped me to investigate how many cigarettes I had and shit in case I was smuggling anything. Yeah, they were asking me how much money I had on me. I had more than 5,000
euros. So the custom
euros.
Officers yeah, were custom doing officers. Their job?
Yeah, that's fucked up. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, those fucking dicks.
No, but I was on my way out of the airport. Anyways, it was like towards an exit, and then they brought me to this whole room, and they were emptying everyone's shit on tables. I was like, yeah, I was pissed. I was like, you guys better not fucking do that shit. And initially, they had wanted for like an extra few cigarettes. They wanted to charge me something exorbitant, like 100-something euros. I'm like, nah, fuck you. I'm not paying 100-something euros. Fuck you. That's not because they wanted to charge the taxes. I'm like,
but honestly, as much as I love to fuck with you, I'm like you. I don't take any shit from Germans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
ever. Finally, if they say that, I go, oh, we won the war. I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah. And then finally, they had brought me the bill, and it was like 16 euros, some shit like that. And I'm like, that's more like, it's still too much.
I wouldn't
like,
pay that. I'd be like, for what, 16 euros? You're lucky I'm visiting this hellhole.
Yeah, yeah, well, I wasn't visiting. I was forced to stay there.
There you go. Yeah. This is your style. You keep forcing people to stay in places. That's the problem with Germans. I don't even need to concentrate.
I've avoided her my whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, these fucking Germans were very aggressive.
But
yeah.
That's why I did all that, because I was so angry at what they put me through. I missed my flight and everything. The doors had shut right
but
in front
so
of me.
Far, everything you've said, nothing to do with Lufthansa.
Yeah, nothing. Or the German police.
It was, yeah.
It was just some Mexican lady cleaning.
Look, I had to vent somewhere. Mm. And the poor wall ate it.
The woman ate it. The poor wall just took it. She's the one who had to clean it.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine, like... Why does it smell like death in here?
Are you the type of person that punches walls in your house when you're angry?
Yeah. It's happened, but very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally he punches women in his house.
No.
And then their heads hit the wall?
Yeah. No. Well, usually me to blow off steam, always the punching bag. I love that shit.
You don't have a punching bag at your house.
No, but whenever I go to the gym.
He's talking about not when you're planning on letting out steam, when it happens instantly and you need to take it out.
It's happened maybe two or three times in my life.
A week.
Okay. Because that's the same thing. The only person that's penalized with that is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Because there's holes in the wall.
Yeah.
One time, I got into a scrap with my brother. My mother came home, smacked me as I was eating a bagel. And then basically, like, because I was taking a bite of my bagel, she just smacked me. And the fucking bagel went, like fucked me up and shit, and it hurt.
The bagel hurt.
Well, like everything, the smack, just everything.
The lettuce.
So then I just grabbed the plate and I was so angry, I chucked it at the wall and it shattered into like a million pieces.
And then what happened?
That was it.
What did your mom say?
You're insane.
And what happened to the bagel?
Since your mom Greek, did she think it was a wedding and she started breaking dishes too?
No.
Opa! She's like, fuck, a lot. Like, oh, we're partying, aren't we? Okay.
Family fights, goddamn. Now that I look back.
Yeah. Now, before we go, the big question is, did you prefer two bagels or one bigger bagel?
One bigger one.
So, Poseidon, are they going to find you on Twitch? Twitch.tv/DPoseidon69?
Yeah.
What game are you live streaming?
Warzone, usually.
Warzone is a Call of Duty game.
Yes.
You have a gun. It is in the first person.
You have multiple guns.
And you're shooting people.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Are you any good at this game?
I'm all right, I would say.
Yeah, but you would say a lot of lies.
No.
Also, DPoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. Are you active on those platforms?
Mainly Instagram. Twitter less. Twitter, I just retweet everything to promote.
Yeah, most of you youths are more active on the gram.
Yes.
I get it. All right. Well, Mike, if you want stuff from him, he is on tour right now. Mike Ward Noir is touring all of Quebec, its entirety. MikeWard.ca is the website.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets there if they're not sold out. If new dates pop up, I suggest you go quickly because, as you've known from the past, these tickets sell out very, very quick. Also, Patreon.com/Suzekut. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, and it's growing by day, by week, by month. He's buying billboards just to promote it. It is a huge fucking podcast. So on Patreon, you get the entire back catalog, get the every episode from when it started. You see the evolution of the show, and that's where you get the live streams. So all you're paying is like, what, $2-3 a month, and you're getting live streams, you're getting the back catalog, and that's the only place you can go to buy the tickets to watch these shows live. Tickets sell out usually in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So if you're subscribed to Patreon, make sure your notifications are turned on so you get the email notifications and you jump on there quick and try to get yourself some tickets. MikeWard.ca for any other tour dates. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. If you want to join the Patreon, it's patreon.com/Pantelis. That's it. Go fuck yourself.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.